Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On Francesa on the Fan on this Wednesday, the 21st day of June. So summer has arrived and we got a lot going on. Plenty to get to. Joe Girardi later on today. Plenty of NBA stuff today, too. We have Yankee Old Timers tickets to give you each hour. We have the VIP tickets for the November 15th sold-out Tillis Center event to give away each hour. We'll tell you how you get those in a little while. We'll get to those in the first hour, and I'll tell you how you can get them each hour. We'll do that, too. So we begin, of course, with another bad baseball night, but this one's about the Yankees. Forget the Mets and the fact the game's over in the first inning, and it looked like batting practice, and it looked like a scrimmage between one team that belonged and one team that doesn't belong anywhere near them. So the Mets season has just melted away, as we all expected. But it's about the Yankees right now, coming back off the day off, take on the Angels. Pineda was not only ineffective early, he was painfully slow. I mean, just painfully slow. Like he didn't want to throw the ball, so that made it even tougher. But here's where this game, and often on this show, I have defended many times the managing of Joe Girardi against fans who take a lot of attacks and nitpick about a lot of things. But last night, and Joe's on the show today, I'm going to tell you last night where I feel that this was a game that Joe Girardi completely gave away. Completely gave away. And I also think it was a night where he did not really pay enough attention to where the team was and where things were as far as what the team needed. And I'll get to that in a second. So you get to the point where they get behind and they start to chip away with their home runs. They don't have a lot of offense last night, as we know. And it might have been one of those days, you know, sometimes first game back from a road trip, you're not always as sharp as you might be, especially off a day off. But the bottom line is they're playing a team that's not that good, playing a team that hadn't won Yankee Stadium in a long time. But here's where, to me, it was all about the manager last night. They tie the game up going to the seventh inning last night. They have lost six games in a row, and now they're in position to play to their strength and put this game away. They tied a game 3-3 going to the top of the seventh, so I'm figuring watching the game, all right, Betances has not pitched since Thursday. Betances for two, Chapman for one, score a run, good night the losing streak, get ready for a Wednesday game. I thought absolutely no-brainer. Betances has not pitched since Thursday. He has not had any work. They've been in a losing streak. He was the closer until Sunday. They had not been able to get to him. When they did get to him, they lost the game in extra innings. The bottom line is he was has been extremely well-rested. There are certain games where you say, you know what? I'm going to go the extra inch, the extra foot with my guy tonight because it is a game where it's time to break a losing streak. Six is enough. Coming home. You got Chapman back in his place. You have a very rested Betances. It made exactly perfect sense to go to Betances for two innings there. Instead, he goes to the guy who had a nightmarish trip who really was a culprit three straight games on that trip. And Clippard wasn't bad last night. He was gasoline on the fire. I mean, every ball was pounded. The only out he gets is a ball Pujols thought was going out of the park and was disappointed that it didn't go out of the park in right center field. And we can also get to, you know, Didi thinking that, I don't know what Didi was thinking when he's picking up the relay. I mean, he didn't think anybody was running, that's for sure. But the bottom line is, and then the Yankees went quietly down three runs into the night, and now the losing streak is seven as they go to the mound tonight with Montgomery against Nolasco, who has allowed more home runs than any pitcher this side of Tanaka this year. So that's a pleasant matchup from that standpoint this evening. But the bottom line is this. There's certain games where you have to say, you know, tonight I go outside the mold. Tonight I do what I need. What I used to always call in the old days the A game. Andy to Mariano. Nobody in between. Last night, to me, it was get the ball at any point to Betancason, Chapman. No fooling around. Good night, the lights. They got the game tied. They got it tied. They got to the point where they could have put undue pressure on the Angels last night. And listen, if you lose with Betances, you tip your cap and you go home. If you lose with Chapman, you tip your cap and you go home. But lose with the guys you're supposed to lose with, not a guy who has killed you on a road trip and now comes, and now you have to basically take Clippard and make him earn his way back into the serious part of the game. You can't do anything but that. With the way he has gotten lit up now. He hasn't gotten, you know, given up a hit. He's given up big hits or big runs in four of his last five outings, and last night he got absolutely pounded. But this was one where I just think there are times where you, as a manager, have to say, you know what, we've lost six games in a row. I can go that extra mile for my team tonight. I know you don't want to spend all too many games throwing Betances two innings. I understand that. But there's occasions. Last night was one of those occasions. That game set up that way. You had Chapman back. You had Betances completely rested. You had the game tied, and you desperately needed a win. And now you're seven games in a row. And you know what? Seven's long enough. So now it is a meaningful losing streak. Is it the end of the world? No. But the bottom line is what you want to do is you want to stop losing streaks. That's what you try to do in this sport is stop losing streaks. And last night they had the perfect chance to do it. And I really believe that was one that Joe let get away. You know, I argue most 95 out of 100, or maybe even higher than that, argue for Joe because I think he's a very good manager. But that doesn't mean he's perfect. And last night, he really, in my mind, let one get away. The other point I took from last night is one where I'll have to say that I think the callers have been right and I've been wrong. I have been arguing to be patient with Carter, that he'd get a hot streak just like he did when he hit 41 homers last year. That his defense hadn't been that bad. But you know what? His game, to me, is even deteriorating. It's deteriorating defensively. He seems even more lackadaisical than before. And now I'm watching his defense deteriorate, and I'm watching him almost be so passive, it's kind of hard to watch, and I'm thinking they got to do something else at first base. Bird's not coming back, and I think the callers were right, and I was way too patient with Carter. I think now they do. Whether it's bring Austin up, whether it's make a deal for somebody to play from the left side, whether it's, you know, put Headley at first for a while and put Torres at third and bring up a utility man, whatever it may be, I think for a while we've seen enough of Carter or too much. Now, it wasn't designed for him to basically be there day in and day out. We all know that. But I haven't liked what I've seen. And last night, his just lack of any energy almost bothered me as much as anything else. And the ball that got by him was bad too. So I, to me, last night for the first time, I got impatient with him. And fans have gotten impatient with him before. So I think in that one, the fans have been right and I've been wrong. I think I've been too patient with him, and I think they do have to make a move to upgrade the position. because Bird's not coming back anytime soon. And you heard yesterday, Cash didn't like the idea of even trying one of the outfielders there. So if that's not the case, then you can bring Austin up, or you can, you know, go make a trade somewhere, go pick up a body somewhere, or you could even put Headley over there, you know, and give Torres a little time at third base and bring Wade up and let him be the utility man. I mean, that's also a possibility. So we'll see what they do. But the bottom line is, the first thing that has to happen is at least cut Carter back to just left-handed pitching and take it from there. He doesn't have to sit every day, but I don't think he can play first every day either. But that's secondary. That's a position situation, and he could turn around Carter and hit two home runs tonight. So you know he's always capable of that. The bigger problem to me was that was one Joe let get away when, after a lackluster start, you got the game even, you get the game to 3-3, and you let them take the game right away again on a night you needed the game, and you didn't have to do that because you didn't go to your best. You didn't put your best foot forward in a game you needed to win. That's the bottom line. If they beat your best, you can't do anything as a manager except tip your cap. But you know what? You didn't do that last night. You didn't put your best out there. You put a guy in a slump out there, and the slump got worse.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.